Hi, I'm Travis Leithead, and I work on the Internet Explorer team. Today I want to show you some of the great new HTML5 features available in Internet Explorer 10. There's a lot of new features to cover, and I won't cover them all in this video, but I want to focus on one particular area of HTML5 that allows you to enhance your client-server communications. Specifically, I'm going to walk you through the enhancements available to the XML HTTP request object in IE10. XML HTTP request, which I'll just abbreviate as XHR, is one of the original technologies that makes web pages look and act more like native Windows apps. For example, on SkyDrive.com, as I navigate through the site, the folder contents are updated without needing to switch pages. XHR makes this possible by allowing the web app to request data from a server at the developer's discretion. I'll use a demo and some JavaScript code to show how this works on a smaller scale. The first thing to note is that XHR is an asynchronous process. This means that XHR will start the request for data and then notify you in the future if that request succeeded. To prepare my code, I've created a wrapper function, getData, that takes a callback function as a parameter. The code to request the data is activated when I click a button, and after all the data is available, I then process the result in this last function. In this first demo, I have already created a web service that returns a snippet of HTML with the current date and time. Now I'll write the code in the browser that uses XHR to call that web service. I start in the getData function. First, I create a new XHR object. Next, we configure it by telling it to make an HTTP GET request to my server for the URL services. This is an address of my date and time web service. Then I indicate that I want the response to be a text string, since I expect an HTML-based response. After the XHR object begins transmitting my request, it will progress through a series of state changes and notify my code after each change using a ready state change event. I add an event handler for those ready state changes and a similar handle for the load event, which notifies me when all the data has been received. My load event handler is where I check the HTTP status code for success, and then conditionally pass the actual response on to the next part of my code. Finally, I instruct XHR to send the request to my web service. This is the line that begins the asynchronous process. Here's how the code plays out. After clicking the button, ready state change events begin firing. By the second state change, I already know the HTTP status code. Ready states 3 and 4 complete, and then the load event fires, and I display the results in the box. IE10 now supports sending and receiving arbitrary binary data in addition to text-based content. I'll modify this demo to get binary data from my web service in the form of a JPEG image. I've only had to make two changes to my browser XHR code to enable this. First, I changed the open request address to be my picture web service. And second, I changed the response type to blob, which is a binary large object. With these changes, XHR returns a blob object in the response. To import the blob object into an image tag, I obtain a URL string from the createObjectURL function, and then revoke it when done. Now, each time I make an XHR request, my web service returns a new picture, which is then displayed in an image tag. Next, consider a messaging web service designed to notify the browser when it gets a message. For example, a message from a friend while you're logged into Outlook.com or Facebook. For this scenario, XHR can be used to create a continuously open connection to the web service. The web service can then use that one-way channel to push messages to the browser as soon as they become available. The browser code is relatively easy. I set XHR's response type to be text, and in this case I want to retrieve the response when the ready state is loading, rather than when the connection closes in the done state. I also have to manage my own loaded offset value, because the response text property always contains the complete response from the beginning of the conversation. Each time the server writes more data to the response, the ready state event fires. Note that more sophisticated two-way communication is possible in IE10 using WebSockets. In the previous demo, the progress bar was indeterminate because the client had no idea how long the connection would remain open. When downloading or uploading large files to the server with XHR, you can use progress events to show the user how much longer the transfer will take. I no longer have to track the loaded offset when using progress events because both the current and total amount left in the transfer are reported for me. When the total amount is not known, the length computable property will be false. With the prior demo, I still had to wait for the download to finish before playing the video. Using a new response type, MS Stream, available in IE10, I can start consuming the binary data before the download is even completed. Here's the code change that makes this possible. I hope you've enjoyed learning about XHR. One XHR feature I didn't demo was support for cross-origin requests, which requires servers to opt in order to share resources across different domains. These enhancements to XHR are just a few of the powerful new HTML5 features available in IE10. Thanks for watching.